KI4DOS calling CQ to Blue Ridge to meet your net. Your net control tonight is KI4DOS. My name is Gary, and my location is Easley. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call OS. Now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. Please check in your proper alphabetical group. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the rag chew portion. This being Wednesday night, the rag chew portion will be postponed a bit while we have the swap net portion of the net. Then we'll go on to the rag chew, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. There are quite a number of folks to use the pre-net check-in function of the repeater tonight. We'll go through those, and then we'll check on our echo links. Good evening. K4XMR, that's Mr. Mail, he's in Prosperity. And W2AMD, that's Mr. Andrew, he's down in Simpsonville. And W4FCM, that's Mr. Fred and his sweet bride. And 4IEI, that's Miss Isla, they're up Traveler's Rest. And KO4ZEW, that's Mr. Ben, he's in Simpsonville. And KC4W, that's Mr. Bill, he's in Anderson. And KG4PFI, that's Mr. Don and his sweet bride. KG4QLQ, that's Miss Linda, they're down in Piedmont. And K4OSH, that's Mr. Pat, he's in Simpsonville. And AA4GH, that's Mr. Gus in Punta Gorda, Florida. And KI4LZI, that's Mr. Andy, he's up there at Table Rock. And KN4RJN, that's Mr. John, he's up there at Brown Summit. And KX4YM, that's Mr. Scott, he's over in Greenville. And KQ4ZWS, that's Miss Christine up there in Traveler's Rest. And NC9V, that's Mr. Leon and his sweet bride, KE4DXJ, that's Miss Wendy, they're up there in Hendersonville. And KJ4HYC, that's Mr. Shane over in 6 Mile. And K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joy. And she's talking to our son, Anthony, KI4DGY, up there in Charlotte. I appreciate all you fine folks that use the pre-net check-in function of the repeater. Hope all of y'all are doing well. And thanks for taking the time to be with us via pre-net check-in tonight. We do have an Echo Link station up, so we'll go over to the Echo Link stations now. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Please check in Kilo Golf 4 Whiskey November Pie. Landing via Echo Link, easily in and out.
Hello, I'd like to say good evening. KG4WNP, that's Mr. Landon over in Easley tonight. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Landon. Hope you are doing well there, young man. So that takes care of all the Echo Links and all the pre-nets. So we'll go over here now to the RF check-ins, starting with M through P, Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Gary, please check in. Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo Kilo 4, Whiskey, Rick. We're both in Piedmont, both being negative and negative, and by telephone relay, please check in our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle, or she's in West Shoal, and she'll be negative and negative.
WG4MC, Matt West from Greenwood County, B-Nave and Native, 7-3 to you on the net, and tell Miss Joy I said hello.
This is DLS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening to KK4ONO. That's Miss Lorena and her husband Rick, KK4DMW. They're both in Piedmont, and Lorena brings along their daughter, KM4MOQ. That's Miss Michelle. She's down there in Ware Shoals. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Miss Lorena. Please tell Mr. Rick and Michelle we said hello. Hope all y'all are doing well. And then we got my buddy Walt, K4OIM, over there in Inman. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Walt. Please tell Joanne and the rest of the family we said hello. Hope all y'all are doing well. At WG4MC, that's Mr. Matt over here in western Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Matt. I'll relay your message in there to Joey. Hope you are doing well. I got another Echo Link station up. Echo Link station only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Net control, please check in. Whiskey 4, Sugar Bravo X-ray, Brad in Simpsonville. My first time checking in with Echo Link, so I don't know if it's working right.
This is KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to W4SBX, Mr. Brad, down there in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Brad. Hope you are doing well, and you got it dialed in there, Mr. Brad. That sounds good up on this end, coming through the repeater. But do appreciate you checking in with us on Echo Link tonight, and it's working fine. Let's go back over here to the RF check-ins and the Mike through Papa group, M through P, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Papa, X-ray Bravo, Lloyd in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Or like to say good evening, KO4PXB, Mr. Lloyd, down there in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Lloyd. Hope you are doing well. Let's move on up to the next alphabetical group, which is Quebec through Tango, Q through T, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Good evening, Gary and Joy. Please check in 0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name's Tom, and I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net, and I'll be negative and negative, sir.
KI4DLS. Hello, Gary. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Raymond Gulf. KO4QLG, this is Chris and Liberty. And I'll be negative and negative. Oh, Tom.
Good evening, Chris.
Chris, please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Sierra, Mike, Victor, Dale. At Ellenborough, I'll be negative, negative, but good evening, Gary, to you and your lovely bride. Hope you have a wonderful evening.
DOS, please check in. Early 4, Sierra, Kilo, Delta, KC4SKD, Larry. Also, Kilo, Golf 4, Alpha, Hotel, Sierra, Rhonda. KG4AHS. Getting over a respiratory infection, Gary. It's been a rough week. Please check us in and out tonight. I want to say thanks to Dave for calling the net for me last Friday. Hope everybody's having a good evening. KC4SKD.
4DOS. Gary to you, Miss Joy, and all on the net. Please check in Kilo India 4 Tango Hotel Victor KI4THV Danny Traveler's Rest negative negative.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. We'd like to say good evening to N0TR. That's Mr. Tom. He's over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Tom. Hope you and Miss Bernice are doing well. Please tell Miss Bernice we said hello and enjoyed our short two-sos this afternoon. And then we got my other brother by a different mother, Mr. Chris, KO4QLG, over there in Liberty. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Chris. Hope you are doing well. Sounding good as always there, young man. And then we got my buddy Dale, KK4SMV, up there in Ellenboro. I appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Dale. Please tell Miss Susan we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well. And then we got my neighbor, Larry and Rhonda, KC4SKD. That's Mr. Larry. And his sweet bride, KG4AHS. That's Miss Rhonda. Neighbor's mine over here in Easley. Larry, glad to hear you back on the air. Hope you're feeling a whole lot better. And again, we do appreciate Dave picking the net up for you last Friday night, but hopefully you'll be a little better by this Friday. I don't know if it's your turn. Won't be your turn this Friday. I don't know what I'm thinking there. Anyway, glad to have you and Miss Rhonda come in and check in with us. And you continue on the road to recovery there, Larry. And then we got KI4THV. That's Mr. Danny. He's up there at Traveler's Rest. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Danny. Hope you are doing well. Great group of folks there all this evening. Got another EchoLink station up. Let's go over to EchoLink stations. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Hey, Gary. Check in KA4PQA, Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen and Greenwood. Good evening to yourself in the net. Do say hello. Gary, tell Miss Joy hello from us. Negative, negative, and Gary, we missed very much getting to see you down here in Greenwood this past Saturday. And what would have been a ham fest? Maybe if the club decides to reschedule, or if we just wait until next year. Either way, Gary, maybe next time. But still, Gary, we both did enjoy Miss getting to see you down here in Greenwood this past Saturday. When the decision was made by our club officers to cancel the Hamfest due to the weather.
SKI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. And we'd like to say good evening to my buddy Steven, KA4PQA, down there in Greenwood. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Steven. And tell Miss Jennifer we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well. And Steven, I missed coming down there. Really did. Sorry that y'all had to cancel. But if you do reschedule or just decide to wait until next year, if we're still around next year, I'll be planning to come down and see you folks. But in the meantime, y'all take care. Do the best you can. Stay well and stay safe. Let's see, where was I? Quebec through Tango, Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Recheck, Gary.
Yeah, go ahead, Stephen.
While I have this moment in time, I will tell you like I assure Patrick on the Sunday Night Net. I'm gonna tell you like I told Patrick on Sunday night. If I learn of our net being rescheduled later on this year, I will let yourself, Patrick, and the others know. But if not, Gary, we'll just have to look forward to seeing you down here next year.
Alrighty, Stephen, that sounds good. I know you'll let me and some of the rest of them know. you're awfully faithful to check in with us each night, and just let us know what the decision's going to be when you find out. But we do appreciate it, and y'all take care. Let's move up to the next alphabetical group, which is Uniform through Zulu. U through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Nice to see you today. Please check in N4ZLK. November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo, Shane in Cleveland. No traffic, no table. Hello to you and Joy and everyone on the net.
DOS. Terry, please check in WB4ZPH. That's Whiskey Bravo 4 Zulu Papa Hotel. My name's David. I'm in Taylor's, and I'll be negative and negative.
4DOS. Good evening, Gary. You enjoy? Please check in Kilo Quebec 4 Zulu Romeo Charlie. That's KQ4DRC. This is Grayson up in Sapphire, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative, but 73 to the net.
DOS. Can you please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo? That's K4XB. Also, please check in Kilo Quebec 4 to be determined. That's KQ4TBD. That's Angela here in Southern Greenville County. Be negative and negative. Good evening to you, Mr. Joy, and everyone on net.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening to N4ZLK, Mr. Shane, up there in Cleveland. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Shane. Please tell Miss Beth we said hello. Nice meeting Miss Beth today and a couple of more of your family. Got a beautiful family. And enjoyed talking with you for just briefly there this afternoon. But hope all y'all are doing well, and please tell Miss Beth we said hello. Then we got WB4ZPH. That's Mr. David over there in Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. David. Hope you are doing well. And KQ4ZRC. That's Mr. Grayson up there in Sapphire, North Carolina. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Grayson. Hope you are doing well. And K4XB. That's Mr. Tommy and his sweet bride. KQ4TBD, that's Miss Angela. They're down there in Southern Greenville County. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Mr. Tommy. Please tell Miss Angela we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well. Additional stations in the Uniform through Zulu group, U through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Front of the alphabet in the Alpha through Delta group. A through D for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KOS.
KI4DOS. Please check in KR4AAD. Kilo Romeo 4 Alpha Alpha Zulu. And me in green.
KI4DOS. Good evening, Gary. Thomas Joy was at hello. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta, Julia, Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
For DOS. Joy, everybody on the net, please check in Kilo, Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee, Quebec, KB2, BYQ, Dave and Easley. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Everybody have a good evening.
In the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KR4AAZ. Did I get your name as Andrew?
Correct.
All righty, Andrew. Now, I think that's the first time you've checked in with me there, young man. I appreciate you being with us. Brand new call, sounding good over this way. Appreciate you being here, and as the rest of all the net controllers will tell you, come back as often as you can. We'd love to have you each and every night here at 9 p.m., but, you know, you can come back as often as you can make it. We'd love to have you. Also, I'd like to say good evening to W4DJW. That's Mr. Dave over there in Greer. Got a pair of Daves, as a matter of fact. That's Mr. Dave over in Greer. Dave, tell Miss Amy we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well. And then we got my neighbor, Dave, KB2BYQ, over here in Easley. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dave. Hope you are doing well. I got another Echo Link station up. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
AI4DOS. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Yankee Hotel, Yankee. That's Jim in Berea, negative and negative.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening, KO4YHY. Mr. Jim, across the creek over there in Berea. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Jim. Hope you are doing well, and thanks for coming to us via Echo Link tonight. I hope you are doing well. Going back over to the alphabet, in the Alpha through Delta group, A through D for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KI4DOS.
DOS. Check in, Kilo Charlie 4, Alpha Lima Tango, that's KC4PLT, Richard in Pendergrass, Georgia. It's good to hear you back in there, and good evening to everybody else on the net. I'll be negative and negative.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KC4PLT. That's Mr. Richard. He's down here in Pendergrass, Georgia. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Richard. Hope you are doing well. Let's move up now to the Echo through Hotel group, E through H, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. All the net, please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Hotel Kilo X-ray KO4 HKX. That's Patrick. Well, up here in Penrose, I have no comment, no traffic tonight, Gary. Thank you for calling the net and enjoyed lunch today.
KI4DOS, please check in WB4 Fox Echo Echo Dan over Northern Simpsonville. Good evening, Gary, Miss Joy, and everybody on the net. Gary, I'll try to stick around for a little chew.
DOS. Gary, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN, Harry in Kenner, North Carolina. I'll be negative negative tonight, Gary. Thanks.
For DOS. For your 4 Foxtrot Hotel Juliet, Gene and Taylor's, negative and negative, over.
Control, please check in Kilo Alpha 4 Hotel Oscar Yankee, KA4HOY, Levi and Easley. I'll be negative, negative, and short time.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KO4HKX. That's Mr. Patrick up there in Penrose. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Patrick. Tell Miss Elise we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well. And I did enjoy lunch today, Patrick. Did you get your hubs put in?
I stopped and picked them up and got them put in right quick.
Put it back up in the driveway with no problem then.
Yes, I did. No trouble this evening.
I was wondering, you told me you were going to do that, and I was hoping you got it done. So good to know, and I do appreciate you taking the time to let me know. Again, tell Miss Elise we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well. Next on the list, I got WB4FEE. That's Mr. Dan down there in Northern Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us, Mr. Dan. Please tell Miss Joan we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well. And I'll be back to you for some comments in just a little bit. And then we got KC4EZN. That's Mr. Harry up there in Candler. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Harry. Hope you are doing well. Sounding good from Candler this evening. And W4FHJ, that's Mr. Gene. He's over there in Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Gene. Hope you are doing well. Then we got KA4HOY. That's Mr. Levi over here in Easley. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Levi. And Levi, you won the door prize tonight there, young man. You made number 50 on my log so far. So we do appreciate you being with us. Hope you are doing well. Additional stations, Echo Zoo Hotel for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. patient group on a Wednesday night, the India through Lima group, I through L for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4-DOS.
KI-4-DOS. Good evening, Gary and the group. K4JF, Kilo 4 Juliet, Foxtrot, Jim in Simpsonville. Negative and negative tonight, Gary. Have a good evening.
DOS. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I'm James, upon this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And that's where I'm going to be negative and negative, saying 73s for each one of you.
DOS. If you and Miss Joy are well, please check in, Whiskey 4. India Oscar Echo, see it in Fletcher, North Carolina. We're supposed to get real cold next week, get plenty of wood laid by the fire. We have no traffic, no comments.
EOS. Harry, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet, Kilo Victor. KO4JKV, this is Duncan in Asheville. I'll be negative and negative. Good to hear you tonight. 73 to you and everybody on the net.
KI-4-DOS. Gary, please check in. Kilo-4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo-Charlie-4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, please. Everyone have a good night. 73.
4-DOS. Gary, please check in Joe. Kilo-Kilo-4. Juliet, Delta, and Greer. In and out this evening.
4-DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening to K4JF, Minister Jim, down there in Simpsonville. Jim, I hadn't heard you in a long time. Hope you are doing well there, young man. Please tell your sweet little bride we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well. Then we got KK4JFO, Minister James. He's up there at the top of the mountain in Tuxedo. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. James. Hope you are doing well. And W4IOE, that's Mr. Seid, he's up there in Fletcher. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Seid. Please tell Miss Beverly we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well. And KO4JKV, that's Mr. Duncan, he's up there in Asheville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Duncan. Hope you are doing well. And KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry. And his sweet bride, KC4MFK. That's Miss Donna. They're over there in Greer. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Larry. Please tell Miss Donna we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well. You're sounding better, Larry. Hope you continue to improve. And then we got KK4JD. That's Mr. Joe over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Joe. Hope you are doing well. Any others, India through Lima for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4-DOS. Put in a big group now, all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4-DOS.
DOS. NKD1-BNT, Kilo Bravo 1, Bravo November Tango, James Taylor's negative negative.
4-DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KB1BNT. Mr. James over there in Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. James. Hope you are doing well. Any others all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI-4-DOS. That pause normally means we got everybody for the time being, so this is KI-4-DOS. Now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter, no, I'm not either. I'm securing the formal portion of the net. With thanks for all those folks checking in with us. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the swap net portion of the net, then we'll go into the rag queue portion, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Do we have anyone with anything they would like to add to the swap net book or anything I need to take off of the swap net book? Call KI4DOS. 4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter swamp net. First item we got up on the swamp net book, let's see here, is for sale. A fella has three FMB41 batteries. These are HT batteries. He had a Yaesu FT50 radio that they fit, but they'll fit other radios, but it's an FMB. That's a Foxtrot Mike Bravo 41. He's got three of these batteries. Anybody need any fuels? The item up is for sale. Fella has three ARRL handbooks. One is a 1961, and then you've got a 1966, and a 1971. They're all in great shape. These are the ARRL handbooks now. You know, there's covers everything. And he would like $60 for all three of these books. Does anyone need any fuels? The map is for sale. It's an LDG AT1000 Pro 2. That's an automatic antenna tuner. He would like $300 for it. Does anyone need any fuels? The map is for sale. It's a Yaesu FT991A. He would like $800 for it, or he would trade it for some 2-meter stuff and with a little boot. Does anyone need any fuels? The item up is for sale. Fella has some copper J-pole antennas. These are made out of half-inch copper pipe, and he would like $50 each for these antennas. Does anyone need any fuels? Next item up is for sale or trade. It's an Alpha Delta 40, 80, and 160 meter wire antennas. It's brand new. He would like $120 for it, or he would trade it for a GMRS mobile, a 2-meter mobile, or a GMRS beam antenna. Does anyone need any fuels? We got on the swap net book today, folks, is for sale. It's a Yaesu FP107E. That's a power supply with a built-in speaker. That's a 22 to 25 amp power supply with a speaker, and they would like $60 for it. Does anyone need any fuels? That's going to conclude the reading of the SwapNet book tonight. Appreciate each and every one of you out there in Radio Land that stayed around and listened to the reading of the SwapNet book. Didn't have anybody list anything new or take anything off, so we're status quo there. Do we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet before we start a little rag chew? Call KI4DOS.
Net control, please check in. KK4, HXB, Earl, and Travis Rest. I'll be negative, negative.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening, KK4HXB. That's Mr. Earl. He's up there in Traveler's Rest. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Earl. Hope you are doing well. Any others all the way through the alphabet before we start to rag you, call KI4DOS. First on a clean, shiny, dry stuff, and that would be Mr. Dan, WB4FEE, down there in Northern Simpsonville. Dan, what have you and Miss Jones been up to there, young man?
4DOS, this is WB4FEE, down here in Simpsonville, and we ain't been up to a whole lot out of the ordinary. It's been kind of same thing here and there, and kind of glad that snow and ice got in here and got gone, and but man, they talking about some real cold weather next week, and I sure hope we don't get no more snow and ice back in here with it.
Kind of snow, I like it. Yeah, it's real pretty to watch coming down and all of that, and I enjoyed it. My wife enjoyed it. She sat here with the windows, you know, open. The weather windows wasn't open. The curtains were off the window, so she could see out real well. She enjoyed watching it snow. But that's kind of, I like it. It comes down real nice, and the next day it's gone. but, you know, a few folks that are a little north of us, like old Patrick up there in Penrose, he showed me a picture of his yard today. And it is just solid ice up there. You know, it's beautiful snow, but it done melted a little bit and re-thawed, and it's done getting slick. So I'm glad that ours came and went as well as it did. Glad it wasn't any worse than it was. But, I've been watching that cold air coming down. But it's, it's wintertime. It's supposed to get a little cooler. We've had not too bad a winter so far this winter. But, you know, we normally get our worst weather in January and February. So we'll just have to wait and see what we get, Dan.
Yep, I'll be glad when it comes to go myself. This cold has got where it really works on my bones. And I've been more cold-natured this year than I've ever been so far, and that's unusual, because just normally don't get that cold. But this time, I've just been chilled, seem like, every day for some reason. But it is what it is, I reckon. My younger brother says that birthdays is what caused all this stuff.
I heard Eddie on there the other night. He's our resident elder. He is over 100 years old, and I didn't talk to him about the cold weather, but I'm with you, Dan. It seems to get a little worse each year as we get older. I've enjoyed these kind of mild days, these 50s and 60 degree days. That's good working weather for me outside, and I've enjoyed that. Now, I don't know how it's going to be when it gets a whole lot colder. I probably won't go out and do as much, I can tell you that.
Yeah, I hadn't been out and done anything except walk back for a point in the house and the shop. But I hadn't done any work in my yard. They finally got my roof fixed on my shop. They like the two gutters. And two downspouts. But the roof itself, they finally got it on there this past week. And luckily, though, we did not have a leak during the whole time. But, you know, there was no holes punched through the roof or anything like that. It was just the shingles were messed up in places. And the goodness of the good Lord and keeping everything protected. We had a tarp over it, but we had to fasten that thing back down two or three different times because the wind would rip it up, get under it. So, never got a leak at all inside that we know of, and been checking it constantly, and especially after we had rain or anything like that. And didn't find anything leaking, so we were blessed. So we got a new roof, so when we get the two gutters on down, the two downspouts, we'll have that job finished. And then as soon as this weather warms up, passes a little bit and warms up some, I got a lot of yard work to do back there. Over.
Finally got your roof on. My son lives over in Liberty. His neighbor's tree fell on his garage and knocked a big hole in the roof, and they finally got the tree off, but he went up there and got up there himself and covered it up with a tarp as best he could and did not have any leaks in the rain. And now that the tree's off of it, he's still having to keep his tarp covered the hole up there. But he's like doing what you said, you know, he had to go back out there and restrain it up or attach a corner or whatever because the wind got a hold of it. But he was fortunate, too. He hadn't had any leaks to destroy anything on the inside of the garage. So I'm glad that you didn't, and I'm glad you got your roof on. Now you don't have to worry about it anymore. And when you get through with all your yard work, just come on up here. I got plenty you can do for me.
I'll be lucky if I get mine done. And I'm probably going to have to look around for me some help because I'm getting to the point where I can't do all this stuff anymore. And so I'm going to have to look around and see if I can find me some help somewhere. And come in here and got the trees off my building and all for me. told me that when we got ready, when we needed some topsoil and all back there, you know, where they took all the trees and pulled all the stumps and all up, he said to let him know he'd give us a really good deal on some topsoil since he had done that work for us and all. And he'd bring it, bring us some topsoil in here and have us spread it out back there. So be calling on him probably here before too long and see if I can get that in here and get some places built back up where they got all pressed down and all that stuff. But try to get things kind of leveled back up again, over.
Yeah, we have it make these messes, and the weather makes the messes. We don't normally do it, but it takes us a long time to get it sorted back out. And I still do everything I used to do. It just takes me longer to do it now. As I was telling somebody the other day, I said, you know, where I used to go out and be able to do, work all day on the weekends or any day during the week or whatnot, and get a whole lot done. Now I can go out and do the same thing, but only get about three quarters of it done if I get that much.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I can do it a little bit, you know, there for a while. But like you say, it don't take me long to work up a break time there. So you know, like I used to, I could go out there and work all day and not think nothing about it. Now then, I have to have them little breather breaks to sit right off and sit down and rest a minute, rest that old back, and catch my breath there, over.
I'm that completely, I really do. And, Dan, I used to go out and work in the yard or the garden or whatnot all day, and I'd take me a water bottle out there and keep it in the shade. You know, every once in a while I'd go get me a drink of water or something. Now I take me one of these chairs out, my easy chair. Well, not an easy chair, but a long chair. And take it out there and sit it in the shade and set my water down beside it. And I go work a little bit and I go sit in the shade for a little bit. I go work a little bit and go sit in the shade.
So, KI4DOS, this is WP4 Fox Echo, over here in Simpsonville. And, Gary, it catches up with you in a hurry. And, but I'm still trying to go to the gym over 3 days a week and do my little workout and all like that to keep things kind of moving and going the right direction, I hope. But it can be a chore sometimes, and especially, boy, if you miss a day. And like today, I didn't get to go today. I had to go get my eyes. I had to be at the eye doctor this morning at 8 o'clock and get all kind of stuff done to my eyes there. And I'm going to have some cataract surgery in this left eye. It's gotten to where I have a problem seeing with it and all that stuff. So it's going to be scheduled here probably within the next month, I would say, probably. So we'll see what happens with that.
I hate that you're going to have that done, but Joy just had her butt wish back during the summer. She had both of hers done, cataracts taken off both her eyes. And she doesn't have to wear glasses anymore. Now, she does have to wear readers. She puts in a little pair of readers that we can get it anywhere, you know, to a drugstore or to Walmart or anywhere you go. They've got them little cheaters hanging up. But she did real, real well with hers. And I'm afraid that when I go to the doctor sometime in February or March. I think it's March. I'm afraid he might say the same thing about me. But if he does, that's okay. I'll have it done. And if I can do half as good as Joy did, I'll be in good shape. But she said the only part that bothered her with her cataract surgery is they wanted her to Well, I put this little plastic eyepiece over her eye that she had surgery on for about 3 nights. She wore it about 3 nights. She said that was the most uncomfortable thing and the hardest thing she had to do was wear that little eye patch while she was sleeping.
Yeah, Joan just had one of hers done last week. And she's got to go get the other one done the 23rd. But we took her back to the doctor this week and he checked and said this one was healing up real good and it was doing real good. And she had that little plastic patch too. She had to use it for 2 or 3 nights there. And she said the same thing. It was real aggravating to try to sleep with that thing on and you roll over and feel it, you know, or you reach up to feel something on your eye, reach up in your sleep, you know, and try to move it around. And so stuff like that can really be aggravating for you there, old.
You go about through the same thing with our significant others. I won't call them better eyes, but they ain't our worst eyes either, I don't guess. I'm glad that Miss Joan made it through that as well as she did, and she'll make it through the next one. And like I said, I hate that you're going to have it done, but that's another one of them age things, I guess they say, more than anything else. I've got a godson that lives in Gallatin, Tennessee, and he had his cataracts taken off, and the day he had his done, he went outside and even had on his big sunglasses and everything. And he told his wife, he said, "What are them things on them trees?" And she said, "What are you talking about?" He said, "They're leaves and I can actually see them now." He said, "It used to be just a big green blob."
Yeah, and that's what one of our old drivers told me one time. He said he went and got his done, and he said, "Man," he says, "I'm glad I got these things done when I did." He said, "I was fixing to buy me a new TV," and he said, "Now then I realize I don't need one. It was all my eyes, my vision the whole time." He said, "That thing looked like a brand new one now."
We're DOS in the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. With WB4FEE, Mr. Dan down there in Simpsonville. Well, Dan, I tell you, you don't really think about it, but it can make a whole big difference. And like the man with his TV, or Bob with the trees, and I don't know, I haven't had it done yet, but I'm sure I will be able to tell a difference when mine get ripe, as they call them.
That's when you can tell the difference, because I can tell a big difference in mine just in the past 4, 5, 6 months, and so I knew I was getting close on that one, because I've been watching that one for about 2 or 3 years, and the right eye, he checked it today, and he said it has a tiny one in it, but he said it's nothing like causing you a problem yet, and so he said we'll keep an eye on that one too, but I have a little bit of glaucoma, and this man said today, I was a surgeon I was talking to today, and he said when he fixes the left eye there, that he'll work on that glaucoma part of it some too, and he said that should help it a whole lot with the pressure and all in that eye. So we'll see how it all goes in the end result there, and I hope it's going to be okay, but you know, you think I'm only 85 years old, and I still don't have to wear prescription glasses. All I wear is readers when I have to read, but that's about it, man. I feel very fortunate for that.
That statement, wholeheartedly. I did not wear glasses, till I moved to Nashville, Tennessee, and I changed, I went to my ophthalmologist here recommended somebody up there in Nashville, so I went to see him. And I went in and he checked my eyes out real good, and I went from no glasses to wearing bifocals. And that was a real shocker. Yeah, I mean, I could read, and I was driving and all that then, and I didn't have any problems reading road signs at night or anything like that, but I went from no glasses to bifocals, and well, that was a shock. that was hard to get used to, but I tell you what, man, you are very, very fortunate.
Yeah, and so we're gonna have to get together for a cup of coffee one morning here real soon, and I know we've been saying that for a while, but it's gonna happen now that we've got past these holidays and all. If we don't get any more of this real bad weather in here, I'll give you a call one day beforehand and be sure you're gonna be free. And we'll decide where we can meet up for a cup of coffee, though.
To me, anytime you ready, you just give me a holler and I'll meet you someplace. And yeah, if we don't have a doctor's appointment or something like that, I should be free.
Roger that, yeah. And have you been back over to the center yet? I know you said last time I talked to you, you was going to come over there one day.
Heck, I've got, I went to see Dr. San, I don't know when it was, and he told me he didn't want to see me for another year, so I figured that was pretty good. But one of these days, I'm going to come over there on a Monday, Wednesday, or Friday when I know you're going to be there working out, and get over there and come down there, and if they let me in, I'll come down there and see everybody and tell everybody howdy and see how many faces I don't know, because I know there'll be a whole bunch of folks that used to be there that are not there anymore.
And they'll let you in. All you have to do is come on in like you always did. Just come on through the door and walk on back there. And as long as you don't stop, say nothing, ask nobody no questions, you walk right on in and come on back. And I hope I'll be there that morning. And but like I've been getting there like, you know, the normal time, about 8:30, 20 minutes from 9, something like that. And I'll be there for about an hour and a half. So but I hope to see you, and I hope we get that cup of coffee even before then. So, but you take care. Tell Miss Joy there we say hello, and hope everything continues to go well with you folks. And it's real good talking with you, Gary. And we'll try to catch you again here real soon. So you take care, and I'll say 7-3s for now, and a good evening, and be clear on your final there. And this is WB4FEE. Clear with KI-40OS.
Tell Miss Joan we said hello. Hope y'all continue to do well. And hope her next eye surgery goes as smoothly as the last one. And I'm looking forward to the cup of coffee. Matter of fact, I went the other day, yesterday, I had to go out and buy a new coffee maker. The one I had bit the dust, and I told Joy, I said, I ain't trying to fix that. I'm going to get me a decent coffee maker. So I went and got one and brought it back home. But looking forward to the coffee. We'll get together whenever you want to. And just like I said, give me a call, and we'll get together, and I'll meet you wherever you want to. But you take care. And again, tell Joan we said hello, and glad she's doing well. 7-3, my friend. WB4FEE, KI-4DOS. Do we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI-4DOS.
KI-4DOS. Kilo Charlie 4, India Victor Papa. KC-4IVP, Steve in Simpsonville. I'll be negative, negative.
We're DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening, KC-4IVP, Mr. Steve, down there in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Steve. Hope you are doing well. I don't have any more right cheers. If I missed anyone for comments, is there anyone else that would like to make a comment or any other check-ins, call KI-4DOS. About wrap it up this evening, I'll submit my net report, and then we'll close the net out. I've got a grand total of 60 tonight. Appreciate each and every one of you out there in Radio Land.
Y'all come back again tomorrow night. Mr. Matt, WG4MC, will be calling to the best of my knowledge and give him a good dose of Rider's Trap. Folks, y'all remember now, it's you folks out there in radio land that check in with us each night that make the net. So it's your net. You come back and check in with us. We'd love to have you. This is KI4DOS, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. With our thanks to all those folks checked in, we will now return the repeater to normal amateur use. 73, good night, God bless. This is KI4DOS, clear.